Migrant NGO Vessel Storm Salvini Blockade. By Chris Tomlinson on June 27, 2019. After 14 days of being denied access to Italian ports with over 40 migrants on board, the captain of the Sea-Watch 3 has set sail for the island of Lampedusa. Captain of Sea-Watch 3 Carola Racket made an announcement early on Wednesday that she would break the blockade enacted by populist Interior Minister Matteo Salvini in an attempt to land 42 migrants on the island, Italian newspaper Il Giornale reports. "Good evening, I inform you that I must enter Italian territorial waters," Racket told the Lampedusa Harbor Master's office over the radio and added, "I can no longer guarantee the status of people. I have to disembark the 42 people I have on board. I will tack the boat, I will enter the territorial waters." Despite being told, "You are not allowed to enter Italian territorial waters," by the harbor master's office, Racket doubled down saying, "The estimated time of arrival to the port is 2 hours." Later in the day, Italian authorities caught up to the vessel and boarded her just outside of the port to check the documents of the ship and to examine the passports of the crew. Interior Minister Salvini commented on the situation saying, "Lampedusa and Italy need tourists who pay, not illegal immigrants whom we must support. On the Sea Watch, there is a European country, flag, belonging Holland, which cares. There is Germany, of which the crew has citizenship, which cares. There is the European Union that, as usual, sleeps," he added. Racket also justified her actions saying, "I was able to attend 3 universities. I am white, German, born in a rich country and with the right passport. When I realized it, I felt a moral obligation to help those who did not have the same opportunities as me." Salvini replied to her writing, "What does the Berlin government think? Is it normal for one of its citizens to come to us and say, I don't care about Italian laws?" Under the recently passed security and migration decree, Racket and Sea-Watch could face heavy fines along with the possibility of having the Sea-Watch 3 vessel confiscated by the Italian government. Racket could also face other legal troubles like her counterpart and fellow NGO vessel captain Pia Klempu faces a potential 20-year prison sentence if found guilty of aiding illegal migration. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.